Very, very special show, very special event going to happen across all of New York State. We have Wei Law, an ultra runner. Hi, Wei.
Hi, Dino. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. So you're going to run 555 miles from Buffalo to Battery Park.
Correct.
Is this true? Okay. Now, Dennis, you are the co-chair and fundraiser. You set this all up. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Okay. Dr. Alfredo Fontanini, chairman of the Department of Neurobiology and Behavioral at Stony Brook. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dino. And hi, everyone.
This is a first for me. I've never done a four-person show because we also have Tiffany Rolick. She's from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, campaign development manager, the Buffalo and Eastern Finger Lakes, or Great Lakes region, I should say. Hi, Tiffany.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. So now, here's the deal. Wei, you're running the 555 miles, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And by doing this, what do you hope to accomplish for leukemia and lymphoma?
Well, first off, I try to raise awareness for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, as well as, for the, Stony Brook Foundation, for the Hartman Center in the Parkinson's disease research.
Okay. Now, this is all going down to the end of June, right?
Correct. The run is going to start on June 25th. It's going to be a Friday morning around 6:55. And hopefully, it will take me 10 days, to get back to New York City and end on the July 4th.
So if my math is correct, and I'm not really good at it because I'm just a DJ, but that's like 50-something miles a day you're going to run?
Yeah, roughly 55 miles, but different days probably going to have, different mileage.
And where is this run going? Now, when you come through Rochester, whereabouts could we witness this and cheer you on?
Most likely would be on the second day of my run, which is going to be Saturday,
okay,
on the 26th.
And what's the path that you're taking?
Well, the path is going to be on the Empire State Trail, which runs from the Buffalo Harbor State Park, going from west to east to Albany on the Erie Canalway Trail.
Oh, okay. All right. And then you head south.
Correct. From Albany on, I'll take on many different trails that is connected, by the Empire State Trail Project and all the way down to New York City, Battery Park.
Okay. Now, Dr. Fontanini, you're going to be the one with Tiffany's help to utilize these funds that are raised by Wei?
Yes. So first, let me publicly thank Wei and Dennis for the incredible support to the Hartman Foundation and the Hartman Center for Parkinson's Research. I cannot even think about how demanding and challenging is going to be running 550 miles. And yes, so as chair of the department, I'm also the director of the Hartman Center for Parkinson's Research, which is a center that was established in 2013 and through a donation from the Hartman Foundation and the Simons Foundation. And the goal of the center is to provide grants to researchers, scientists, and clinicians here at Stanford who are interested and have very innovative ideas for projects on Parkinson's research.
How are we doing in this fight now? I mean, we've got famous, famous people that have had Parkinson's, and the survival seems like it's tremendous these days.
So we have, and we've had it for a while, good therapies that keep at bay the disease for several years. And those are therapies that basically control most of the movement-related symptoms and some of the cognitive symptoms. Unfortunately, what happens is that neurons keep dying, and so there's a point in which therapies no longer work. And so where research is going right now is two fundamental directions. First, try to prevent the death of this population of neurons that are neurons that produce a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And the second area of research is to find the therapies for the symptoms that we cannot control very well with the current drugs. And so I would say there's still a lot to be done, and the field is putting a tremendous effort. Here at Stony Brook, we're putting a tremendous effort, and we're hopeful, but there's a long way to go.
Now, okay. Now, Tiffany, you're with Leukemia and Lymphoma, right?
Yeah.
Now, is that related to Parkinson's, or is this just trying to spread the money around that he's going to raise for different organizations?
Yeah, so I think with what Wei's looking to do is to bring awareness to two incredible organizations, and of course the opportunity to come on and speak with all of you. I think with what Wei has accomplished and what he's looking to do this June is just incredible. And at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, our goal is to cure all blood cancers. So our focus, so the money that are raised across the country, we are able to put them back towards research, patient access, and, of course, advocacy. So since 2020, we've been able to approve 17 drugs for blood cancer patients by the FDA.
That's tremendous. 17 different drugs.
Yes.
Wow. So now, Dennis and Wei.
Yes.
What brings you to first of all take this challenge on, and then what you chose to benefit when with this challenge? You obviously want to raise money. How do we raise money, and how did you guys come to actually take on this endeavor?
Well, first off, when Wei first heard that they were going to be creating this Empire State Trail, his first thought was, I want to run the whole thing. But his second thought, as usual, would be, but I want to do it for others. I want to do it in some type of charitable way. So for me personally, both of these charities have a very special meaning. My father was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2005, and he lost his battle in 2017. And in 2006, my uncle, his brother, my father's brother, was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is one of the blood cancers that Leukemia and Lymphoma is working on. And he lost his battle a couple of years after. So it's been very personal for me to do this type of fundraising over the years for these two charities. And I met Wei through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So that's kind of the impetus for the run and the fundraising. And we do have two links that hopefully you could post on your website for listeners.
Absolutely.
To make the donations to our cause. And we also have something that we call the Stroller Challenge, because one of the unique things in this event is not only is Wei going to be running 555 miles in 10 days, but he's going to be doing it self-sufficient, which means he's going to be pushing a stroller with all his supplies in it, his camping gear, his clothes, his food, everything he's going to need. And so what we're challenging people is see if you can get yourself a stroller, push it for 50 yards, make a $5 donation to each of our charities, and then nominate five of your friends to do the same.
I love this. I love this. Is this something that I can find on Facebook to share?
Yes.
Or any of the social medias?
Yes. So Wei does have a Facebook page with it on it. So once again, if you'd be able to put that link on your radio website, that would be awesome.
Done deal. Now, Wei, it says here you're an ultra runner. That just means you're nuts, right, basically?
That's what people call me.
I was just reading some of the bios and some of the things that you've done, man, and my knees hurt just thinking about it.
Well, my knees hurt too.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But you've done many long 100-mile races through Utah and Virginia, stuff like this. And you're at one point, you were American record holder for the most amount of miles on a treadmill in 48 hours. Really? You stayed on a treadmill for 2 days straight?
On and off the treadmill, you know, basically.
But 100, you went 168 miles on a treadmill. What's it, the treadmill must have been smoking by the time you were done.
Well, we did have two treadmills, you know, laying side by side, you know, so that, you know, they would not get overheated.
Oh, okay. So can I ask how old you are, Wei?
I'm 54.
54. Wow. And you're still running like this?
Well, I figure if I can still run, might as well just do it and do it for charities.
Right, right. But you've competed in the past?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to compete quite a bit, you know, in races and had pretty good results. But since I became a father, you know,
right.
Life kind of getting in the way, and I stopped running for a long time before I got back into it. And that's how I met Dennis, you know, in 2006. That's when I joined the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the teaming and training, a TNT, what we call Team in Training program. And we met there, and ever since, you know, we just, you know, kept running together and did a lot of fundraising events together. That's our history.
Well, this is it's really something to admire, first and foremost. And I know that Tiffany and Dr. Fontanini really appreciate the efforts that you and Dennis are putting together here. What are the links so people can learn more about Parkinson's and leukemia and lymphoma, if somebody would share that with us?
Yes, so for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, our website is www.lls.org. And through our website, there's all different avenues when it comes towards research or access for patients as they navigate their journey through specific blood cancers.
Okay. Could you say that once again?
Yes. The website for
the website.
Lymphoma Society,
yeah.
It is lls.org.
LLS. Okay, LLS. And Dr. Fontanini, if we want to learn more about your work and the things you're doing at Stony Brook, where could we go?
Yes. In our case, I would suggest to Google Department of Neurobiology and Behavior at Stony Brook University and Thomas Hartman Center for Parkinson's Research at Stony Brook University.
Well, this is going to be an amazing feat. I'm feeling good about Wei doing this. Dennis, you've done a hell of a job putting this all together. 555 miles starting Friday, June 25th in Buffalo. And heading to New York City 10 days later on July 4th. And it's all through down the canal path in Rochester, in our area here. It's along the canal path. And hopefully our TV brothers and sisters will be out there covering it as well. I'm sure you guys are reaching out so we can maybe come cheer you on. I know, Wei, you invited me to run with you, but that is not going to happen.
Yes. Oh, how about riding a bike? You know, well, from what I heard, you know, in that way, it's beautiful for bike riding.
It's beautiful for bike riding, and that's when your friend FL originally reached out to me. That's what I thought it was—a bike ride, because I'm known for my bike rides because I do have bad knees, so I ride bike instead of run. And so that's what I originally thought it was, and that's why I said, "Yeah, I'll ride for a little bit." And then I saw, no, he's running. I can't do that. So we will definitely look for your Wei is spelled W-A-I, Wei Law, and can we just look you up, or do you have an event posted on social media? Or is it just under your name?
Well, actually, it will be easier if they look up, you know, our Facebook page for this event.
Okay.
The name is Empire State Trail, B to B, B as a boy. 2 is number 2 to B, 555 miles charity run.
Gotcha. And I will definitely share that on all of our stations here. So Wei, good luck. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
Running by Dennis, Dr. Fontanini, Tiffany. Thank you all for joining me. I think the biggest feat that was accomplished today was getting you all on the same phone call. I'm pretty proud of myself today.
Great job.
But thank you all for participating, and good luck. I hope we raise a ton of money for everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.